50 من सत्यं निरातुं निजभृत्य भाषितम् व्याप्तिं च भूतेषु अखिलेषु चात्मना अदृश्यतात्यद्भुतरूपमुद्वहन् स्तम्भे सभायं नमिदं नमानुषम् To prove that the statement of his servant Prahlad Maharaj was substantial, in other words, to prove the Supreme Lord is present everywhere, even within the pillar of an assembly hall, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Hari exhibited a wonderful form never before seen. The form was neither that of a man nor that of a lion. Thus the Lord appeared in his wonderful form in the assembly hall. Hiranyakashipu asked Prahlad Maharaj, where is your Lord? Is he present in his pillar? Prahlad Maharaj fearlessly replied, yes, my Lord is present everywhere. Unquote. Therefore, to convince Hiranyakashipu that the statement of Prahlad Maharaj was unmistakably true, the Lord appeared from the pillar. The Lord appeared as half lion and half man. So that Hiranyakashipu could not understand whether the great giant was a lion or a human being. To substantiate Prahlad's statement, the Lord proved that his devotee, as declared in Bhagavad Gita, is never vanquished. Kunteya pratijanihi name bhakta pranashyati. Prahlad Maharaj's demonic father had repeatedly threatened to kill Prahlad. But Prahlad was confident that he could not be killed since he was protected by the Supreme Lord. By appearing from the pillar, the Lord encouraged his devotee, saying in effect, don't worry, I am present here. By manifesting his form as Nrisimhadeva, the Lord also preserved the truth of Lord Brahma's promise that Hiranyakashipu was not to be killed by any animal or any man. The Lord appeared in a form that could not be said to be fully a man or a lion. Hari Om Tat Sat. So in describes the appearance of Narasimhadeva to fulfill the statements of his devotee Nitya Vritya Bhashitam. The words spoken by his servant, his devotee, were proven to be true. The Lord is present everywhere. That also he promised that his devotee would not perish. So he was protected by Lord Narasimhadeva. When Hiranyakashipu tried so many ways to kill Prahlad, but they weren't successful. Finally, when he thought, well, it doesn't seem that I'm able to kill him, let me at least get rid of him. So he had them put in the bottom of the ocean and had them pile a mountain of rocks and stones, boulders, on top of him. So at least this will keep him out of sight, can't create any more problems. There he was under this tons and tons of hundreds, I don't know how many, a mountain, how much does a mountain weigh? It must be like hundreds of thousands or millions of tons of stone. And then Prahlad became light. He had the mystical powers to be heavier than the heaviest, lighter than the light. He became very light. And he became so light that he floated to the top of the ocean and popped out from that pile of boulders. So these things were frustrating. Hiranyakashipu, they decided I had to kill him myself. That's when Narsingadev said, he said, is he here in this column? Well, I said, yes, he's everywhere. So just at the right time, the Lord appeared out of the column. Hiranyakashipu fought with him, was defeated. On Padma Puran, it mentions that Prahlad, Hiranyakashipu, and Narsingadev, they appear many times. It's not only this one time. At least two different incarnations in other days of Brahma are described in the Padma Puran. One of those times he worshipped Shiva and got the blessing. Another time he worshipped Brahma again. When he was worshipping Shiva, he wanted Prahlad to admit that he was supreme. Then he said that, well, okay, if you don't want to admit I'm supreme, at least admit that Shiva is supreme. He's above Vishnu. Prahlad didn't accept that either. Prahlad was very fixed up Vaishnava. He knew very clearly who the supreme was. He got prenatal instruction. In the womb of his mother, Kayadhu, he was instructed by Narada Muni. Narada is very merciful. He saved Prahlad from the Devas and took her to his ashram when she was caring for Prahlad, and then instructed her. So later she forgot a lot of the things, but Prahlad remembered everything. So that's what, before he was born, he was already trained up. The teachers of Prahlad were amazed, where did he get all this information from? They weren't teaching him all this Vishnu Tattva. So they were surprised. Another a I can't remember whether it was with the Shiva time or the Brahma time, but one time Padma Puran says how when Bhakta Prahlad was preaching about Vishnu Bhakti and everything, then Hiranyakashipu got very angry and sent his soldiers to kill him. So first they tried to instruct him with a sword. But as soon as the weapon would hit Prahlad, it turned into a blue lotus. Neil Upal. Blue lotus. Another soldier came up with a spear and went to stab Prahlad in the heart, kill him. But as soon as it touched Prahlad, it turned into a blue lotus. Someone came out with his arrow. Ah! More blue lotus. Whatever they were attacked with simply became blue lotus. So he was covered by a big pile of blue lotus. They were not able to harm him. Rather than doing push punches. Like that, then so many other things they tried to kill him. They sent one big tusker, elephant, who went running. Then the elephant went to jab him with his tusk, a big tusker. When the tusk hit Prahlad, it broke off. And then without any touch, he was demoralized or running away. Of course, in the Bhagavatam it says that Hiranyakashipu said that maybe this boy has been contaminated by the preaching of some Vaishnava. So he told his elite soldiers to guard the school and make sure no Vaishnava goes in. If they see any Vaishnava get close to the Guru, go kill him. So they're guarding with their weapons. Little they know that the Vaishnava is already inside Bhakta Prahlad. He's teaching the students to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
So like there's so many exchanges between Prahlad, Hiranyakashipu. Actually, Hiranyakashipu was a child abuser. Right? In the worst way, wanted to kill him, try to get rid of him in so many ways. Patron demon of the child abuser. Protected by Arjuna Dev. Jaini. Padma Purana mentions that another kalpa, Hiranyakashipu asked, it can be killed by man, by animal, by deva, not by anything living in there. But he didn't mention in or out. Like in this lila, it's not inside or outside, but in that lila he didn't mention. So that didn't have to be killed in the doorway. So like there's some little differences there in each of the pastimes. So Hiranyakashipu told Prahlad that giving until 6 o'clock until sundown. Like in America, in the cowboy movies, he said, you have till sundown. They give you till sundown, and by that time your Lord doesn't come, then you're finished. So it said that there was an elaborate arrangement for worshipping Hiranyakashipu. That they built a big air-conditioned facility which was like over 100 kilometers long and 50 wide, very high. So even airplanes could fly inside it. When he went inside it was air-conditioned, so he didn't feel heat or cold. Also, it felt cool. Always pleasant. Get a special buffet if you're hungry, you can go eat whatever you want. But even then, if you're inside, you don't feel very hungry, but still if you wanted, you could enjoy. And there was a big play, a big high, like, altar with a big throne on it. Hiranyakashipu would sit, and all 100 millions of people would be in there. Singing Hiranyakashipu Kirtan. Didn't say what was the Kirtan. We love you, Hiranyakashipu. You give us sense gratification. You're a great guy. Something like that. So something they had big gathering. There's fountains and beautiful. Hiranyakashipu would get worshipped. Not as a representative of Vishnu, but as the Supreme Himself. But then Prahlad still wouldn't accept it. So for his mutiny and his impotence, he told him, have until sunset and I kill you. Then Narasimha Deity appeared outside of this big facility and he was walking to the town people, all the demon people living in Hiranyakashipu's city. They saw him and got frightened and ran. And he entered into the stadium, whatever you call it, I don't know. Air conditioned facility. And he was flying in the back in a gigantic form. Hiranyakashipu said, what is this? Calls this Air Force commander. Tell this whatever he is, we don't allow any beasts into our assembly. He should immediately go out, otherwise he doesn't go kill him. They went there to tell Narasimhadev to leave. He didn't leave. So then they went to attack him. They said his kishar, his mane, was spread out. If any airplane hit the mane, any missile, they were pulverized into ashes. Just fall down ashes on the people below. Just like in sometimes in the airport you see these some kind of special light the bugs fly into and they get burnt. So many of these, the whole air force was destroyed. And Hiranyakashipu, he had special missiles. So he told them to release the missile. All kind of special missiles to immediately destroy anything. So, one after another he was throwing missiles at Hiranyakashipu at the Narasimhadev. Some went in his hair and burned. some Narasimha would catch, look at, throw it back, it would explode. But nothing was coming Narasimha. Finally, when all the weapons, all the military, all the air force, everything was destroyed, then Hiranyakashipu himself went to attack Narasimhadeva. Fight was fairly similar, catching, releasing, flying in the air, fighting with each other. When it was the right time, then Narasimhadeva grabbed Hiranyakashipu like a big bug. This time he sat on his throne, took him and bifurcated him into two, took out the intestine and everything. When Nandila said that Lakshmi Devi could approach, in the Bhagavatam Lila she was too angry, even she couldn't approach, but this one she could approach. Everyone has little differences. She sat on Narasimhadeva's lap. The devas wanted to approach and offer prayers, but it was so intense, the effulgence from Narasimhadeva. They told the communion, like whispered to Lakshmi, effulgence, cooling please. The Lord has different kinds of jyoti, intense hot jyoti and also cooling jyoti, like moon rays. So then she whispers something in his ear, he switched the jyoti to cooling mode. Then everyone came and offered prayers, and Prahlad came and offered. That's very interesting, that there's some, not only one time Narasimhadeva comes. Last year, 2007, we went to South India, Divya Desha. Parikrama, not very well involved, safari. So we went to different temples. Visakhapatnam, there's the Varaha Narasimha temple, or Simhachalam. How many of you have went to the Simhachalam? We were there in the Yatra. Not the yatra. One time Radhanath Swami took his yatra, the 2,500 devotees. I met them in his own at Narasimhachalam. Later he went to Tirupati. So he said, Prahlad, you prayed in Narasimhadeva that I saw your form and delivered my father, but when you came in the form of Brahma Dev and delivered my uncle, I didn't see that. Could you show that, reveal that to me? The Lord Narasimhadeva appeared. Then he assumed a unique form of Brahma Narasimha, where his head became like the boar, and then his boar, lion, and man, all three. He is a very hot form after killing Hiranyakashipu. They say, I don't know if it's true, but the local pujaris say that was the place of Prahlad's Gurukul. Anyway, Prahlad made this appeal to Narasimhadeva, the history, and he took that form to show Prahlad his Brahmamurti. So the deity is so old since the time of the last Prahlad. And is millions of years old. He's a little worn. They put sandalwood pulp on him every 3 months. 45 kilos every 3 months. So by the end, and then one day they take it all off. That's on Akshay Tritiya. And everybody can have a darshan of it without sandalwood. And then that evening they put sandalwood again, and for the rest of the year you can only see the sandalwood. Like a big egg of sandalwood pulp. Sandalwood paste. With a big tilak on the sandalwood covering the needle. After 3 months, they put another 45 kilos, another 3 months, another 45. Like that. Three, four times they put, and then they take it off for one day, and then they put again. You saw? Don't remember that. So, 1 year I got special permission. Samba bribed me to get me to go quick to Visakhapatnam. He said the EO, the executive officer, has given permission that you can go directly to see the deity. Normally there's an 8 hour wait. 300,000 people queuing up all night, all day. It's once a year for 12 hours the deity opens. Everybody wants to see. So I could go up the exit, show my pass. I had Amir Vilas Maharaj, we had like 4 or 5 people. They allowed 5 people pass. Finally got into the main temple, through the exit. Everything was through the exit. Then the policeman came, looked at it, said, I'm burnt out, too many people, I can't handle it. I'm sorry. Tough luck. We are feeling so much. Just let us know how special it was to get this darshan. Then Samba, the president, climbed over the fence, went in, and saw the EO and saw the police chief. This was just some lower guy. They came and let us in. There's this huge queue of people coming in, and they let me go behind all the volunteers. The other devotees had to enter the window behind them and got right up. They let me into the deity room, like as far away as that video. You see the head is considered as the head of Brahadev, the beautiful deity. So then, somehow they forgot about me, and I was in there for like 10 minutes. And everyone else was getting a Balaji type, 2 second darshan, making prayers, and they spot, hey, okay, you had enough. Enough mercy. But even if you go there when it's not that day, you don't see the deity, it's a photo or a drawing of what the form looks like. But you can feel the deity's presence in the middle of that chandan. Then there's Mangalgiri by Vijayawada. What you tend to visit it there. There's, you gotta climb up this hill, something like 200 and I don't know how many steps. I pulled out my knee at that safari. I don't know these steps. You got way up to the top, and then there's a special queue. And then there's the face of the deity into the stone. And you bring some gourd water and pour it, and then you give it to the pujari, takes a big conch shell, puts it in, pours into the mouth of the deity. And you hear it going like it's drinking or something. And then somehow, half the conch shell is filled up again by prasadam, this gourd water, mopana. So one of the names is Pananarasimha. And everybody was drinking. Leaders of Sharanamrita. They say that deity in the Sakta Yuga they offer Somaras. In the Dwapara Yuga they offer ghee. In the Dwapara Yuga milk. In Kali Yuga because people are poor so they offer the Panakam. Gourd water with spices. It's like a lemonade with gourd. So we had the darshan there. We go down. Right at the base, there's a new temple. It was recently built in the Dwapara Yuga. By Yudhisthira Maharaj. It's really new, though. Mangalgiri is there since Yuvas. This is only 5,000 years old. Modern temple. This is the Lakshmi Narasimha built by Yudhisthira Maharaj in the Pandavas. A few years ago we did an Narasimha safari, so we went to all the Narasimha temples. We went to Ahobalam. Last year I didn't want to take Ahobalam. They climb all kinds of mountains and stuff, so some of the youth went there for this side party, but the main party was taken. But we went there, we put the footprints of Lord Chaitanya there. The Lord Chaitanya had visited the Hobanam. There they have 10 deities. 9 are ancient deities, and another one's like, even more modern, like 2,000, 1,000 years old. I don't remember that. We went to see 7 of the last one. We had to go deep in the jungle. And so we did 2 of them we didn't see. But the 7 we saw. There was one Hanuman temple. That Hanuman and Narasimhadev appeared before Hanuman. Said, I'm your Lord. So you're not my Lord. You're not. My Lord is Ram Chandra Ki. Said, I'm Ram Chandra. You don't look like, I look like a lion. Prove it. So then Narasimhadev manifested Ram's bow and arrows in his hand. Then when Hanuman saw that, he said, you're my Prabhu. And paid his obeisances. So they still have the bow and arrows there. I mean, carved into the stone. They have so many, I can't remember all the pastimes there. The question was 6 years ago, we went. But beautiful temples. You can see our lotus footprint of Lord Chaitanya there. We went to also in Karnataka, there's a Melkote. There's a Narasimhadev where Prahlad, he was trying to meditate on Narasimhadev, but Narasimhadev said, you don't know how to meditate. That's how you do it. Then he took the yoga asana and was showing Prahlad how to meditate on it. So even the Lord is teaching his devotee how to do that. Past time. So that's called Yoga Narasimha. How many seen the Yoga Narasimha? Not from Bangalore. Here tonight. That's also many steps you have to climb. So like that, there are many different Narasimha temples, and especially in South India. First here we have our Narasimha Poli, where the Lord Narasimha was flying over Navadvip and he landed in Narasimha Poli. And he wasn't approachable after killing Hiranyakashipu, but here he became very approachable. So all the devas built cottages around Narasimhadev's built him a cottage and they were serving him, giving him boga and fanning and doing all kinds of personal services. So here in Navadvip Dham, the Lord is accessible. And of course, when Mahārāja Gupta was chanting the Vishnu Sahasranam, when he got to Nrisingadeva, Lord Chaitanya got in the mood of Nrisingadeva, ran out with his stick. Where are the demons? Where are the demons? I'll kill them all! People were seeing the huge form of Lord Chaitanya with a stick, crying he's going to kill demons. And then they all start running. And Lord Chaitanya, when he saw them running, he came back to normal consciousness. And he told Mahārāja Gupta, I scared all those people. He said, no, you just by seeing you in that moon, you're all liberated. So, then Lord Chaitanya manifested in Mayapur this mood of looking for the demons, and somehow our Narasimhadev, Stanu Narasimhas, when he comes out from the kalab and he's looking for the demons, he's looking. I'm just reading the new book they published about Narasimha Leelas here in Mayapur. Everybody got their copy? There's the one pujari was always afraid of worshipping Nrisingadeva. And Nrisingadeva appeared in his bedroom and told him, don't worry, when you're worshipping me, you don't have to be afraid of me. So how many of you come here to worship Nrisingadeva? How many plan to worship Nrisingadeva today? Let's see the hands there. Okay, whoever is worshipping Nrisingadeva, nothing to fear. Some beautiful little pastimes there. The one lady was praying in the Nrisingadeva for some service. She turned around to Pankajagri and said, will you help with some service for Nrisingadeva? Give out the Charanamrita, Nrisingadeva Charanamrita to the lady. She said, he gives instant blessings. Somebody was going blind. Two people blind. One person had some accident. One eye was already damaged. Another doctor said, you'll lose it. He went and prayed to Nrisingadeva and it became, he got full eyesight. Apart from that, there was another baby who was gradually going blind. He's very merciful. Since we've had Nrisingadeva, no more decorate protects the trouble. Must be by his mercy. Some of us saying, why are we worshipping Nrisingadeva? Why not just Madhav? Then in some dream, Madhav came and said, Nrisingadeva is not different from me than every time. So the boy look at Nrisingadeva and see the face of Madhav. That's why the guru of the Stapati agreed to let us have this Nrisingadeva who was very ferocious, because he said that Krishna devotees, so they'll worship him like Krishna and he'll be very merciful with him. But if you try to cheat Krishna or Nrisingadeva while you're in Mayapur, try to sneak and do something you're not supposed to do, he knows everything. I wouldn't recommend it. Any questions, comments? Maharaj, supposed to talk for 45 minutes. I'll do a Narsingadev lion roar. Another pastime that Narsingha Dev between Hyderabad and Warangal, two times we went there, some Janu Muni or Juna Muni or something, not Janu but Juna or something. You know that pastime? There there's a deity inside some cave. You go inside. It's a cave above ground. There was like a self-manifested deity there.
But the day before the class, we were discussing about the wind inside, we're sitting in the shower now.
Who?
When the child is going to be a question again on the performance with the sugar shelter.
I asked him, Santipur, where that Shaligram was. Was he in the Advaita temple? But the Sevite of the Advaita temple, he said that as far as he knows, another of his relatives, descendant of Advaita Acharya, has that Shaligram in the Santipur town. So I wanted to go and see it. Maybe Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj is a Shaligram devotee.
I went 3 years ago to Adiradhanatha,
which is a
cold place in Mumbai.
Where?
To the, I call it the village, you know, we have the festival. When we went to the town, also. They had similar, the same, it looked like the same child. He brought him out of the back. He was a pushy little baby. The day of like the sugar day, but what this was like the sugar day kind of brought to the back.
I don't want to speculate, I don't know for sure.
I don't know if he's good.
A book called the Advaita Prakash. I don't know how bona fide it is, but that there is a book that gives more details of Advaita's pastime without those. Remember once we were up in I was doing a Gauramanga Bhumi Parikrama and we went in a place called Raghunath Ganj, north of in the Ganges. And this this is a temple, very old temple, Lord Chaitanya type temple. And he came out and he said, he brought a Shaligram, Narsingha Shaligram, two mouths open, chakra up and down. It was like Ugra Narasimha. He said, "Would you please take this Narsingha Dev? I'm a Grihastha Pujari and I don't feel qualified to worship this Ugra Narasimha. I'm not so strict. You can take it to Mayapur and worship." Some pujaris don't want to worship Ugra Narasimha. What's the significance of Adivas? It's like a preparatory function when there's a very important puja like Raya Janmashtami or Gaur Purnima, then you do so, or some big function is going to happen the following day. Then you offer various auspicious articles to the deity with mantras, and it's to get you meditating and understanding that you're preparing for a very important function, a spiritual festival, tapasya, whatever you want to call it, penance. So this is prescribed in the Rupa Goswami's Janmashtami Vidhi. That one should do Adivas before Janmashtami. And also in the Deity installation book, it says when you do the Netra Milanam, you can also do this kind of Adivas. But for Deity worship, for Deity installation, there are a number of Adivas. There's Jal Adivas, Danya Adivas, Swayan Adivas. There's a number. Rice paddy, water, putting to sleep, maybe some more also. So you do these things as kind of purifying ceremonies before the actual function. Purify the pujaris, or in the case of a deity, an uninstalled deity, you purify the bimba, the reflection, so that the Lord will come in and stay there. Well, since he appeared a number of times, could be which kalpa. Like in Hobalam, they say that they had a column there that he came out of. But in some places, it seems that he's in Indraloka. Could be both. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Happy Narsingha Chaturdashi ki.